Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Troubles with Santa's sleigh has been our lead story of this year's broadcast, and everyone in the know at the North Pole Flight Command seems to be whispering concerns. That news is affecting other things at the North Pole on this snowy Christmas Eve. Joining me now from the North Pole Post Office with an update is Elf Postmaster Hugo Slavia. Hugo, what's the latest there?
Can you tone it down a bit with that sleigh story, Frank? That's what all the messages coming in can talk about. We're getting hammered by worried kids who think that maybe Santa won't make it. But the mail from the adults is even worse.
Adults? Really? Moms and dads out there are worried about Santa making it?
No, they're fine, Frank. Parents never waver when it comes to Santa. It's other adults, such as government officials, CEOs, and candy makers.
Candy makers?
Yeah, the candy makers. They think if Santa can't deliver all the candy in the stockings tonight, they're gonna be dealing with a huge amount of returns, Frank. I can't believe these guys and how they think.
Yeah, that hardly seems an appropriate concern right now, Hugo.
The dudes from the government are making it worse, Frank. They're sending planes and ships and stuff to the North Pole to give Santa more options. They're creating chaos, Frank. It's just a mess.
Wow, Hugo. Thanks for that update. We'll follow up with Flight Command and see how they're handling it. Good report. From the North Pole, where the story of Santa's sleigh seems to be snowballing, I'm Elf Frank Murr for North Pole Radio News and SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.